Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has taken the primary season by storm, drawing out all of the political oxygen in the room, as they say. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill ponders this phenomenon.
I subscribed to The New Yorker recently. I'd let my subscription slide some years ago, and when I saw a good subscription deal, I took it. I received my new copy and thumbed through the pages, looking at cartoons. To my surprise, all the cartoons in this edition were, as Trump himself is, all about Donald Trump. The New Yorker cartoons, as I recalled, were usually random, going from one social, religious, and political issue to another. Trump had clearly trumped all the cartoon selections appearing in April's edition of The New Yorker. I counted no less than 17 cartoons making oblique or direct references to many of Trump's signature features. Among them included Trump's vanity, his buffoonery, his grandiosity. One cartoon sketched facial grimaces in which he appears to be having excruciating gas pains, and another in which he looks petulant like a child whose mother just told him, "No, you can't." Another cartoon targeted his folksy verbiage, really terrific. Another, his divisive rhetoric. Still another, his bizarre selection of advisors, and his naivete around world issues. While not everybody's Renaissance man, Trump is every cartoonist's bonanza. He remains, as with most narcissists, blissfully self-confident. For some, this is an attractive attribute. For many citizens, scared witless for their country and feeling powerless to do anything to make it safer, a presidential candidate with an aura of confidence, even bluster, will give some heart. Trump presents the archetypal adolescent. He loves shattering boundaries, demanding the center of attention, talking tough, and name-calling. Some Americans confuse his provocative demeanor with presidential ability. Trump's persona is reminiscent of the ugly American, a term first appearing in the 1958 novel of that name by authors Lederer and Burdick. Eventually, in popular usage, the term ugly American came to describe how arrogant, loud, rich, and insensitive Americans came across when visiting foreign nations. It highlighted that unfortunate American attitude of superiority and entitlement. However boorish Trump is, he's not the issue. He represents the shadow side of the American psyche that so many find glamorous. It's the shoot-from-the-hip, no-holds-barred, take-no-nonsense cowboy Americans find eternally attractive. Compared to Trump, political figures like Secretary of State John Kerry, who actually serves his country, have far lower visibility in the media. Grandstanding is not going to create a better world. If there are still inspiring images out there that can define what's best about America and many Americans, I'd vote for the one I saw recently on TV. Secretary John Kerry was signing the climate agreement he helped broker at the UN. While signing the treaty, he is holding his granddaughter in his arms. It's a powerful statement, a hopeful one, about world leadership and of serious and dignified diplomacy that makes small gains with great effort and patience. I see in the image of Kerry one among many profiles of those who work selflessly at the governmental level to ensure a safe world for our children and grandchildren. The picture I saw may have been of Kerry, but it was not all about him. It was all about our public servants that care and work with quiet dignity to heal a troubled world. And that's what trumps everything. George Merrill, On the Shore.